Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
NFL players have no First Amendment right to protest, particularly during the game. I hear this all the time, that they have a First Amendment right. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I hear this all the time, Matt. People say, well, they have a First Amendment right to protest. Well, the answer is no, they don't. You know, the issue of NFL players protesting the national anthem is not necessarily an issue that we have publicly commented on, but the First Amendment is a core issue to Liberty Counsel, and we need to set the record straight. I've heard so many people claim that athletes have a First Amendment right to kneel in protest of the national anthem and whatever injustice they want to protest, but that's not accurate. In order for the First Amendment to even apply to any situation, there must be a government actor on one side and a private person, group, or organization on the other side. In the NFL context, there is no government actor, and thus there is no First Amendment concern.
Yeah, the NFL situation is not a constitutional law issue whatsoever. And a lot of good, well-meaning people are just not educated on that fact. This is an employment law issue, not a First Amendment law issue. And as their employers, the owners of these teams, has every right, which they have done in their rules or regulations and so forth, to put certain restrictions on particularly controversial speech within the context of the football stadium, the football game, when they're on the job and in uniform and representing the NFL. So people need to be educated about that fact.
Yeah, and you know, even the NFL operations manual states that during the national anthem, players on the field and bench area should stand at attention, face the flag, hold helmets in their left hand, and refrain from talking. So it's as if you violated your own employment manual if you decide to go against this.
Yeah, the operations manual goes on to say that the home team should ensure that the American flag is in good condition. It should be pointed out to players and coaches that we continue to be judged by the public in this area of respect for the flag and our country. Failure, the operations manual says, to be on the field by the start of the national anthem may result in discipline such as fines, suspensions, and/or the forfeiture of draft choices for violations of the above, including first offenses. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because this actually covers the situation that began with Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly.
And had the NFL enforced the operations manual, as they oftentimes enforce other prohibitions against private protest or even show of support by the players, this would have never become an issue. And the interesting thing is they understand that they are judged, in their own words, by the public in this area of respect for the flag in our country. And I can tell you the country is judging them quite harshly
right
at this point.
The key word being respect here, too, I believe, you know.
And yeah, these are shameful displays of disrespect for the flag, disrespect for our nation's founding, disrespect for our troops and the men and women who have given their lives to protect free speech in the actual First Amendment context here in the United States. I saw the other day a video reminded me of the four men raising the flag at Iwo Jima, and they certainly didn't take a knee so that these guys on the job could violate the NFL rules and regulations and manual and make an offensive protest that two-thirds of Americans agree with President Trump that this needs to be stopped. And in fact, the latest statistics show that the NFL has taken, just in since they started doing all this protesting, an 11% hit in their ratings. And that's going to continue to plummet until they get control over these alt-left protests occurring in the NFL.
Yeah, I know even DirecTV was giving refunds to people if they said that they wanted a refund on their subscription for watching the NFL games because they did not like the NFL protest against the flag. So there is a huge financial hit. This is a for-profit company. The players, the NFL, certainly with the association, and certainly the employers, the various NFL teams, they know that they're being judged. They've stated it before all this happened. This is a private employment issue. This is up to the NFL and the various teams to put a stop to it. They have no First Amendment right to continue in the protest. So when people say, or when you see people on TV or in print or in radio context say they have a First Amendment right to protest. No, they don't. There is no First Amendment right. Holly, there's no more First Amendment right to protest on the field or during the game of these NFL players than someone in the private employment context where the private employer has a right to protest there. That is not governed by the Constitution because you need a government actor on one hand and a private actor on the other hand. And here you have private on both sides. There is no First Amendment issue.
You know, I think it's really important that people know that because, like I said, it's easy to say that. And we're all about rights, rights, rights everywhere you turn. But unless you really know what the First Amendment says, you know, as you said, a government entity on one side and private on the other, you can't really voice that. And they are responsible to their employers for this.
Well, unfortunately, it goes back to lack of understanding and basic knowledge about the Constitution.
Exactly.
The Constitution doesn't restrict private action. It protects private action, but only when the government is trying to restrict the private action.
Right.
In the context of free speech, the government can't censor your speech. In the context of assembly, they can't prohibit you from assembling. In the context of the right to bear arms, they cannot prohibit you from having the right to bear arms. So that's the government on one side and a private actor on the other side. But when there's two private individuals, you can have disputes, but they're not governed by the First Amendment or the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've had this before, Matt. You've had issues on the other hand. In fact, the NFL has been very political, unfortunately, in this situation. On the one hand, some of the teams and the NFL itself have allowed the players to continue into this protest, even though it's contrary to their operations manual, explicitly addressed in their operations manual. But on the other hand, the NFL has prohibited players from having 9/11 decals, prohibited players last year from honoring the fallen police officers that were killed, gunned down by some of the individuals there that were associated with Black Lives Matters. Or other groups like that
in Dallas. Texas.
And they've also prohibited some football players from wearing pink shoes in honor of some family members or others who have died of breast cancer or other kinds of cancer. So they have taken this position where they have come against players. You can't wear armbands. You can't protest. You cannot show support unless you get the express approval of the NFL. But here, they've got an express policy. You can't be more clear on this. You have to have the national anthem. You have to stand. Mm-hmm. You have to hold your helmet in your left hand. You refrain from talking. You show respect. Should be open and shut case, but they have intentionally refused to enforce their own operations manual. It's what you're seeing is the NFL playing politics. And unfortunately, it's on the liberal side of politics. And we've seen this earlier this year when in Georgia, and they ultimately opposed, the NFL did, the religious freedom law because they didn't want people of faith to be able to opt out of being forced to participate in a same-sex ceremony. They preferred to allow them to be forced into that issue. So the NFL itself has become a very politicized animal.
Yeah, the owners have painted themselves into a corner. The NFL has painted itself into a corner, and I'm sure the advertisers are furious. This is the first year in many that I have not gotten NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV, and I know there are tons of other people around there that are doing the same thing.
Yeah, this is something they're going to have to dig out of.
Yeah.
But one thing for sure is that they can't allow this to continue, and another thing for sure is that the players or the public cannot raise the fact that they have a First Amendment right to protest. They simply don't. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Join with us as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. Visit lc.org. You can learn more about us. Go to our online store to obtain some of our resource materials. And call us if you have questions or want information. Also, remember to financially help Liberty Counsel with your contributions at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.